to Love when God Talk comes Radio. Through.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to gather this morning in the house of the Lord, and thank God for his goodness to us. Thank God for each and every one that was able to be out today. See where COVID is starting to take its effect on us here, and dear brother is down with COVID, and so we pray for him and lift him up to the Lord, and others who've been sick and are healed now, and we just thank God. We truly have been blessed as a people of God, and you know, the Bible tells us that the same afflictions that are in the world will be in us. So we live in this world, and there are things that are happening and going on, and so we too may get sick with COVID or monkeypox or whatever else is going on around, but just to let us trust the Lord that he will always bring us through. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. We know we have a full day ahead of us today with the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. We're trusting that others are on their way to be here in the house of the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you once again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your name. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have been so kind and so merciful unto us as the people of God. We thank you, Lord God, for our health and strength and well-being. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Father, we thank you for each and every one of the saints that are here this morning in the house of God, and likewise our children that are out this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you would continue to bless and be with them in a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, that you remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God. We ask that you would hasten them along over the highway safely, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over and protect them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember those who are sick and shut in. We say a special prayer and blessing this morning for Brother Mann, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. We miss him, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, if he could, he'd be here, dear Father. But, Lord, we lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, that you would continue to touch and heal him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul. We pray, Lord God, for his family members, his son, his daughter, his granddaughter, dear Father, those who are caring for him, dear Lord. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that if Brother Mann was here, he would say, remember the lost, remember the homeless, remember the one out on the street who doesn't have food to eat, remember our neighborhoods. Yes. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, these requests. We pray likewise that you remember our dear brother, Lavester Jackson, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. We understand our brother is down with COVID, Lord God, and so we pray, Lord God, that you would bless him and touch him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul. We pray, Lord God, that you would heal him, Lord God, to your glory and to your honor, dear Father. We know, Lord God, if Brother Jackson could, he'd be here, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God, we know, dear Heavenly Father, he's afflicted right now, and so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would be with our dear brother in a mighty way. We miss him dearly, Lord God, but Lord, we're lifting him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. If there's anything, Lord God, that we can do, help us to reach out to him, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, if we have to drop food off on the porch, dear Heavenly Father, to allow him to be able to get some nourishment. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless. We know, Lord God, that brother has been, dear Heavenly Father, a pillar in this congregation for many years, Lord God, and we truly, Lord God, miss him, dear Heavenly Father, when he's not here. So we just ask that you would bless him, be with him, give him the strength he needs in this body, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember our dear sister Lillian. We don't see her as of yet. Don't know if she's on her way, but Lord God, if she is, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bring her along safely over the highways. We thank you for what you've done for sister Lillian, Lord God, how you have brought her through, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she still struggles from time to time, dear Heavenly Father, with fatigue, Lord God, from when she had COVID back in January, Lord. But Lord, you've brought her through, and you've brought her through in a mighty way. And we thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember in her neighborhood, Lord God. Remember in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Mr. Allen, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Victor Jr., Lord God. We pray, Lord God, all those that she comes in contact with, that you would remember them in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Carol being in our presence, Lord God. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for her sweet spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear sister down through the years. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, for how you you have been so kind and so merciful unto her, how you have blessed her, Lord God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that thou will continue, Lord God, to look down upon her with favor. Continue to be her guide and her direction and strength she so desperately stands in need of. Bless her in her home, Lord her God. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father, as she goes on in and out and around and about in her home, dear Father, up and down her steps, Lord God. Watch over, keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Regina. She's not able to be out with us this morning, but we ask, the Lord, that you would be with our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you give her added strength, dear Heavenly Father, in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. We thank you for Sister Regina and what you've done for her, Lord God. Watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God, there at her apartment complex, Lord God, in which she resides in, dear Heavenly Father. As it was said even on last Lord's Day, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would help them to keep the lights on, the water running, the heat in the water, dear Heavenly Father, the furnace running, dear Father, all these amenities, Lord God, that for some reason, dear Heavenly Father, they've been struggling, Lord God, with doing, dear Lord. We pray for Sister Regina and all the tenants that are in the building, dear Father, and ask that you would remember them in a mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for seeing Sister Smith here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her. Likewise, Lord God, remember her family, remember her daughter, her sister, her grands, her great-grands, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her entire family and ask that you would bless and be with them. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for the children being out this morning and ask your blessings upon them too. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of them. Remember their parents, Lord God. We ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Remember, and we thank you, Lord God, for little JoJo being out this morning and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God. Lord, remembering Sister India, Lord God, she's not here as of yet, but little Infinity's here, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We know that Sister India works, dear Lord, and so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Keep her safe over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, Lord God, that her employer will allow her, dear Father, to be able, dear Heavenly Father, to take her sabbatical time off, dear Heavenly Father, that she may be able to be in the house of the Lord. We know you're able to do all things, dear Heavenly Father. You said you will work and no man will hinder, and you'll hinder and no man will work. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would provide a way for her to be able to be released, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to attend services this morning. Father, we ask that you would remember likewise Sister June, dear Father. We thank you for her. Remember her companion, Mr. Alonso, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing touch upon him, dear Father. And as you're bringing him through, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her entire household, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony on Wednesday night from Sister June, Lord God. Thank you for how you're bringing her through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the rest that you're giving her and her body. Likewise, although she may be up caring for her companion, Lord God, but thank you for the rest, Lord God, even to not be able that she has to go out to work, Lord God. But Lord, she's there in the home, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, most of all for her honoring her marriage vows, dear Heavenly Father, through sickness and in health, Lord God. So Father, we just ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Bless her, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her children, her daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her grandbabies in a special way, Lord God. A special prayer for little Stanley, dear Father. We lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, her concern, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask that you would bless little Stanley in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita being out. And remember her household too, Lord God, and Jasmine being here, Lord God. Thank you for your touch and your heal upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Jasmine said she was a little fatigued this morning, but Lord God, we know that comes after being sick, dear Heavenly Father. So we just pray that you give her strength in her body, dear Father. We know she's young, Lord God. We know she's a teenager, Lord, so she's able to bounce back a little quicker than some of us that are up in age, dear Father. But we thank you for her being out this morning. Remember Sister Melita, Lord God. Remember her companion. We understand he's not feeling well, Lord God. Bless him and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, her son, Brandon, brother Brandon, and Sister Chanel, her daughter-in-law, Lord God. We understand her daughter-in-law has COVID, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We see, Lord God, where it's running through their household, dear Father. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Keep little Lauren, dear Heavenly Father, from it, dear Heavenly Father. Wrap your arms around her, Lord God. Protect her, Lord God, that she too won't get this
this disease, dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord God, what she has been through, Lord God, knowing what you brought her through, Lord God. And so we, in the name of Jesus, ask that you would watch over this child, dear Father, protect her from it, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, even for Sister Lawrence Seen, dear Heavenly Father, being here, down with the children, Lord God. Likewise, Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, as they work with the children downstairs in the ministry, Lord God, of nourishing them, dear Heavenly Father, and giving them something to eat between the services. We just thank you for that and ask that you would bless them, be with them, Lord God. Father, we want to thank you likewise for Brother Byrene, the superintendent. Ask your blessings upon him doing double duty today, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you bless this dear brother, Lord God, and ask your hand of protection and love be upon him. And remember his family members likewise, Lord God, his companion and his children, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for allowing us the privilege of being here this morning. Ask your Lord, your blessings continue to be upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as we've known, dear Father, Sister Lillian, online right now, dear Father, and we thank you for that and ask your blessings, Lord. I know we've already prayed for her, but Lord God, we can still lift her up again to you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, not able to be out, but Lord God, wanting to be in the service, and we thank you for that. Remember, Lord God, Brother Matthew, Lord God, we pray a special prayer and blessing be upon him, Lord God. Remember his mother, Sister Sandy, Lord God, and remember Brother Monty, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the entire family, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, their children, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, and pray a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember Sister Sanders and down in Florida, along with Sister Teresa and Sister Amy and their family, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be their guide and their direction, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. When we hear from Sister Sanders, Lord God, she always gives us a meal to eat upon, dear Heavenly Father, from your word, dear Father, and we thank you for that. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you remember Sister Marvina there in New York, dear Father. Watch over her, bless her, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. And ask your blessings be upon us as we enter into the services today. Remember Sister Blake, Lord God, thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you've done for her. Thank you for her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to touch and heal her, dear Father, to your glory, to your honor, Lord God. She was thanking you this morning downstairs for the strength you've given her, Lord God. And we thank you for that too and ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Remembering Sister Millicent, likewise, dear Father, thank you for her, Lord God, and your blessings upon her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Remember Brother Robert. We don't see him as of yet, Lord God. Remember his family, likewise, dear Father. Remember his children, his daughters, Lord God. Remember his daughter that's away at school, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our officer, Officer Tripp, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, your blessings upon this officer, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over him, protect him, keep him safe, Lord God, when he's out there on the streets, Lord God. Likewise, dear Father, Officer Todd, we lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, asking a special prayer and blessing be upon him. Likewise, oh, Father, we just want to praise and honor you this morning. We want to lift up all who may have called in on the internet, dear Father. We want to pray for them, Lord God, and ask that you would remember them in a mighty way, Lord God. Father, if there's any, Lord God, that are under the sound of my voice, dear Heavenly Father, that do not know you and the free pardon of their sin, we pray as your message goes forth this morning, Lord God, as someone, dear Heavenly Father, will be touched by the words of Jesus, Lord God, that will turn their life over to you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, the gospel message is true, dear Heavenly Father. The gospel message, Lord God, you said is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father God in heaven, we know it's able, dear Father, to pierce through, dear Heavenly Father, a sin-sick soul and to save, Lord God, a soul, dear Father, from damnation and hell. So we pray this morning that your word will go forth and Spirit's power. Yes. Father, we just want to thank you this this day, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we want to remember Sister Kiva, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, but remember her likewise. Remember Mr. Dalton, dear Father. He reached out and let me know that he wasn't going to be able to be here today. But, Lord, we thank you for that and ask that you would bless this dear man. Bless him in his body. Bless him in his home, Lord God. Remember him, dear Father, and all the things that he's taken care of, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to remember the neighbors around the church, dear Father. Remember, Lord Lord God. Speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all those who come out to the food pantry, Lord God. Speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Many have told us they would come, dear Father, to hear the word. We haven't seen them as of yet, but Lord, we're not going to count you out, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're able, Lord God, to even penetrate, Lord God, the loved ones that we've been calling out their name to you on Tuesdays, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, and ask that you would remember them likewise. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services today. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless us and be with us, Lord God. Remember our president. Remember our world leaders. We pray, Lord God, for president and vice president, Lord God. We pray for our senators and representatives, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for our judges, Lord God, our police officers, our mayors, dear Father, our governors, dear Heavenly Father, our township, Lord God, our communities, dear Father, in which we reside, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for all of those that are in leadership positions, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that you are God and beside you there is none other. Help them to have the fear of God when they're making laws, dear Heavenly Father, that go against the word of God. Help them, Lord, to realize, dear Father, that one day they're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of thee. You told us in your word, dear Father, that you said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, but whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If they are, dear Father, sowing discard and various things, Lord God, and doing laws that are going against your word, they're going to have to reap those things, dear Father, in the end. So help them to understand that, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just pray that you would remember our country, our world, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way, especially our children, Lord God. Watch over them, dear Father. Watch over these little ones that you have entrusted to us, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless our young mothers, Lord God. Remember the Belton family, Lord God, as they raise their children. Remember Brother PJ and his family as he raises his daughter, dear Father. Brother Van Brandon as he raises his child, Lord God. Sister Melita, she's raising Jasmine, Lord God, and others. Sister India, Lord God, as she's raising, Lord God, little Infinity. And remember Innocence too, Lord God. And likewise, we ask you, remember Sister Webb as she's helping raise her grandchildren, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, who are dear Heavenly Father, Father, have children, Lord God, that they have to raise, Lord God, or that they're assisting or helping with raising, dear Heavenly Father, in these perilous times. We ask that you keep our children from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. And Father God in heaven, we're going to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor you do this day, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just another privilege and an opportunity to gather in your name. And Lord God, we'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Shall we stand and turn in our worship of the Lord to page 16? 16 in the worship of the Lord.
We have come into
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Gather in his name to worship him. We don't come for show and all that kind of stuff and pomp and all that. We come for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We come into his house to gather in his name.
Praise our God.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to do a little switch here, so just be patient with us for a moment.
Amen.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
And gathered in his name to worship him. Amen. And his word instructs us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We thank God for allowing us to be here. And that second verse says, let's forget about ourselves. Amen. Amen. Those old burdens and those things that would try to distract us from the worship of our Lord. We forget about those things, knowing that God is able to take care of those things. Doesn't do us any good to worry about them or dwell on them. He keep our mind stayed on them. But if we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Because we trust him. Truly, we trust him this morning and we give him glory because he's allowed us to be here today. Amen. He, him, and only him. I guess maybe I should say he and only he. If I want to be grammatical, I'm not sure, but I only know that we're here in the name of the Lord. So we thank God for allowing us to be here this morning. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her and ask that she prayed for everyone else. We ask God's choice blessings on her also, that he would bless her, strengthen her and give her what she needs and give her the desires of her heart. Truly, it's good to be in the house of God this morning. So glad to see Sister Holmes this morning. Amen. Amen. Glad to see you. We thank God for you. I saw when this morning it was a little cloudy this morning and I didn't quite know. In fact, I brought my little umbrella in with me. But then we saw you come through the door and amen. Even if it's cloudy outside, to see you come in is a ray of sunshine. And so thank God. So glad to see you this morning. Amen. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 8 through 12. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise our God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Amen. And we'll tarry one for another until we all get the scripture. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 through 12. Amen. Thank the Lord. Realizing that Pastor Jenkins has been preaching about true salvation, and so this this scripture is we had on last Lord's Day. She said that the Lord had more for her to tell us about this passage of scripture. Thank God for that. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning with verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Who hath saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began,
but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Together, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. That light was shined on us and revealed to us this great plan of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Through which we can have life and immortality. That's what everlasting life is. Amen. Through the gospel. So thank God for his word this morning.
Praise God.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. He always does he not?
Yeah.
At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand, so that the Lord has blessed already because we're here. But he gives us the privilege of bringing our prayer requests to him.
Yes.
And we have the assurance that he will hear. He told us so in his word, that when his children call upon him, he would hear from on high. So are there special requests for prayer at this time?
Mr. Blake, remember Sister Regina. She has a little tired today. She had some work to do in her house. But remember her much, and remember my unsaved loved ones and myself.
Amen. Remember Sister Carol. Remember her unsaved loved ones, and remember Sister Regina, in particular in prayer. She's weary in body and has some work that has to be done in her house. And even as Pastor Jenkins prayed in the opening prayer, how there's situations there at JC Village where she lives, and the utilities don't always work, and sometimes the hot water doesn't work, and electricity, it's just, but God is able to break through all of that. Whether it's caused by man or whatever it's the cause, God is able to provide for her. So remember her much in prayer, and remember Sister Carol's other requests. There are others. Sister Smith.
I listen to Mississippi Renee every day, Monday to Friday, and I tell you, I know the Spirit is working with her and in her, because every time it comes on, there's something that I'm going to encounter with. And I realize the devil is busy at a roaring lion walking about me.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's like,
Arthritis. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Amen. And her request, she's giving glory to God for his goodness and exhorting us to trust and obey. Amen. And to remember unsaved, those who are unsaved, unsaved loved ones. Remember Brother Levester, and that's who she called and checked on. Also Sister Melita, Jaslyn, Brother Thomas Mann, amen. And remember Sister Smith's sister who suffers with arthritis. And she referenced Sister Holmes. Yeah, with arthritis, and when we say when one suffers more than another, well, you know, there's good days and there's bad days. Well, I'll say there's good days and there's better days. I will put it that way. Amen. And so, you know, whether one suffers more or less, or whether on Tuesday you suffer more and Wednesday you don't suffer quite as much, that's in the hands of the Lord. When we belong to the Lord, you say, Lord, I need your touch today. Lord, I need a little more suffering grace today. Seems to be bothering me a little bit more, but Lord, your grace is sufficient. And so we will remember all these requests brought by Sister Smith. Amen. Other requests? Brother Byron.
Blood pressure was kind of off the charts. After over 100. So, never prayer came. Prayers. As well as remember me, that is, or that where they had to do over
mm-hmm.
here. I mean, I had to take an ibuprofen because the headache was just so
mm-hmm.
terrible last night.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. You pressed your way to be here. Amen. Amen. We truly remember you in prayer, brother.
Sister Blake, can you remember me? I took a fall the other day. I just missed a step in the garage at Maria's house, and Sister Maria's house, and I ended up, I don't know how, underneath her SUV. Wouldn't have been able to do it if I wanted to get up underneath there, but I ended up jamming my hand. So I ask you to bear with me today as I'm trying to get the scriptures and stuff because it's sore. It's down tremendously. It's a lot bigger than this and bruised, but it's a little battered up. And then I ended up jamming my, I was opening the refrigerator door, had my glasses on and hit, but I got a bruise on my nose. So just remember me. Just a calamity of air. Help me to slow down. But I'm here. Thank God.
Thank
God for little Tatum because he was the one that had to go get Sister Maria. And so sprinting and going.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. This is what the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. Amen. But the anchor still holds. Amen. Thank the Lord. Lord bless you, sister. We pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We remember Brother DeAndre for traveling mercies. Amen. We thank God for our children that they can learn so quickly and they know an emergency situation. Amen. We thank God for Tatum. Amen. Are there other requests?
Remember Sister Melita Jasmine got ill.
Amen. We remember Sister Melita. She had to take Jasmine home. Jasmine got ill. Amen. Amen. Truly, we're thankful to see you, Sister Holmes. Amen. All general requests. We all need the blessings of the Lord. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
Great song this morning. She has only believed.
Amen.
Page 418 in your red hymnals. Only believe.
Only believe.
Amen.
shall we be agreed in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, dear God, with humbleness in our hearts, dear Father, because we realize, dear God, that we're approaching your throne. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege, dear Father, of calling out your name. We thank you, dear God, for the privilege of bringing our needs, our requests, Lord, our afflictions, Lord, our sicknesses, dear God, our burdens, Lord, everything that concerns us, Lord, we bring to you, dear Father, because, Lord, we want you, dear God, to direct our steps. We want you, Lord, in our minds and in our hearts, dear Father. Lord, we rebuke anything that's not like thee, dear Father, because, Lord, we know, dear God, that you always want what is best for us. Yeah. And you're able, dear God, to provide it, dear Lord, if we'll only believe. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, each request that was brought, dear Father. Lord, remember those, dear God, who are not able to be here because requests were made for them, dear God. And we know, Lord, there are some, dear God, who would be here if they were able, dear God, but are not able. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember them one by one and name by name. And we know that Pastor Jenkins, Lord, has lifted up their names to thee, dear God. Lord, we think of our brothers and sisters, dear God, who have a strong desire to be here, dear God, in the house of God, to be in your service, to be of service, Lord, to be in the fellowship, dear Father, Lord, to receive your word, dear God, through your spirit. But, Lord, they are unable, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would encourage their hearts, Lord, and lift them up, dear Father. Lord, help them, Lord, to know, dear God, that their hope in thee, dear God, is not in vain. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Mann in a special way, Lord, and we thank you for him, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the love that he has for the saints, dear God. Lord, he is not ashamed, dear God, to tell us, Lord, that I love you, I love you, I love all of the saints, dear God. Lord, we love him also, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and strengthen his heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with him, Lord, and allow him to get his full portion, dear God, as he listens, dear Father, to this service. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Levester in like manner, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him. Lord, we know, dear God, that his desire, Lord, was to be at his post, to be in Sunday school, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that he's, Lord, listening, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would encourage his heart, dear God. Strengthen him, dear God. Touch his body likewise, dear God. For we know, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, just give him healing, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, because Lord, he's not feeling well, dear God, and because, Lord, he's not feeling well, but he loves the saints, dear God, and so, Lord, he did not want to expose those of us who are here, dear God, to anything, dear God, that we might catch. Lord, that's the love, Lord, that we have one for another, and so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless and encourage our dear brother's heart. Lord, remember his loved ones, remember his children, remember his grandchildren, dear Father, remember his son William, who we understand was not feeling well when he left after visiting here, dear God. Lord, be with him, touch his body, dear God, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, and speak to his heart likewise, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Lillian, dear God. Her stomach is queasy, dear God, and she feels fatigued. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, dear God, and be with her. We're thankful, dear God, that, Lord, that she's listening also, Lord, to the service today. And we pray, dear God, that she will also get her portion, dear God, from the service, Lord. And Lord, that she will feel better, that all of them will feel better, dear God, for having heard the service, dear God, and been in communion, Lord, with us and with you, dear God, in this service.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you do remember Brother Byron in a special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you for this dear brother. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for his diligence. We thank you, Lord, for his steadfastness in thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give him a touch. Lord, he's suffering in his body this morning, dear God. He's afflicted, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give him relief, dear God, in his body. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch that jaw, dear God. Lord, where the dental work was done, dear Father. Lord, you know all about it, dear God. You do know the cause, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give him a touch, Lord, touch as only you can, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, his faith looks up to thee, dear God. And, Lord, our faith is joined with his, dear God, and looking up to thee, Lord, for the touch, dear God, that he needs. Be with him, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that he is here today, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would even give him relief, Lord, during this service, dear God. Lord, but that he might be able, Lord, to enjoy the services today. Lord, remember his request, dear Father, for his family. Remember his companion in a special way, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings on her. Pray, Lord, that you would speak to her heart, dear God. Likewise, his children, Madeline and Jacob, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father, to be drawn to thee, dear God. This we ask of thee in the name of Jesus, dear God. For, Lord, we're lifting them up in prayer to you continually, dear God. And, Lord, we don't tire, dear God, of praying, dear God, for them, dear God, or for our other unsaved loved ones, dear God. For we know, Lord, that salvation is in thee, dear God. And so, Lord, we bring them to you, dear Father. Lord, because there's nowhere else to go, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Byron's request for Judy's sister, Mary Ann, I believe is her name. Lord, pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God, Lord, for that high blood pressure situation, dear God. Lord, I recall, dear God, Lord, when they first diagnosed my high blood pressure years ago, Lord, and I felt nothing, dear God, didn't feel sick, didn't feel anything, no headaches, no dizziness, no nothing, and yet my blood pressure was 200 over 111. Lord, I thank you, dear God, for your mercy, dear God, that you extended to me, dear Father. Lord, Father, you didn't allow me to stroke out, dear God. Lord, I could have been gone, dear Father, or I could have been impaired in a severe way, but Lord, you saw fit, dear God, to have mercy upon me, dear Father. Lord, I pray, dear God, that, Lord, your mercy would be extended to Judy's sister, dear God. Lord, not only for her body, Lord, but also for her soul, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord and Father, we know, dear God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, be with them, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Carol, dear God. We thank you for her, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your blessings upon her, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given her, Lord. Lord, for how she's serving, Lord, this morning, dear God. Lord, as the change had to be made because Sister Melita had to leave, and so then Sister Millicent had to step in her stead, and then Sister Carol had to step in the stead of Sister Millicent. But Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because we are all workers together. And so we thank you, dear God, for the way that you have knitted us together, dear God. Lord, that we may serve you, Lord, with love in our hearts, dear God. Lord, not be ever begrudgingly, dear God, or never murmuring or complaining, but truly, Lord, just that we love you, Lord, and we love one another, Lord, and we help one another. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Carol, and we pray, Lord, that you would remember her request for her unsaved loved ones, dear God. Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, for we know, Lord, that they are on her heart, dear God. It's her desire that they be saved. Lord, remember Sister Regina in a very special way, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would touch her body, Lord. Give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. Strengthen her, help her, dear God. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, that she must do, Lord, and she's weary, dear God, in her body. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to renew her strength, dear God. Lord, so that she can run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Bless her in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help her to know, Lord, that we're lifting her up to thee, dear God. Lord, remember her and remember her dwelling, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that whatever the situations are, dear God, that are causing, you know, interruptions in service, dear God, Lord, interruptions in hot water and interruptions in various things, Lord, you know all about it. And you're able, dear God, to provide for Sister Regina, dear God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Bless her, Lord, and keep her encouraged. We thank you, Lord, to see Sister Holmes this morning, dear God. Lord, we're just so glad, dear Father, to see her come in and to see her smile, dear God, and to hear her give you, Lord, the praise, Lord, for allowing her to be here today and thanking the saints for their prayers on her behalf. And, Lord, we're going to keep on praying, Lord, for her, Lord, that you would give her strength day by day. And we know, Lord, that she's here, dear God, to get fed by your word, dear God, through your spirit. And so we pray, dear God, that she would also get her portion, dear God, while she's here, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless her, remember her family in a special way. Lord, we thank you for them, dear God, and for their love and diligence, dear God, and Lord, making it possible for Sister Holmes to be in the service, being present in the service. And we ask, dear God, that you would bless them, dear God. We know, Lord, that you're taking note, dear God, of their love, dear Father, for Sister Holmes and how, Lord, they so diligently and faithfully, Lord, help her, dear God, to be prepared or to come to service. And so, Lord, we ask, dear God, a special blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, our Pastor Jenkins, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your touch, dear God, on her, dear Father, realizing, Lord, that there are times, Lord, even though, Lord, we're your children, dear God, there are things that happen to us. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we're injured. Sometimes things happen, dear God. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient. We know, Lord, that you're able to touch her. We know, Lord, that when we're weak, then we are strong, dear God, according to your word and your spirit. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon Sister Jenkins this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would just give her a touch, Lord, anywhere that she's sore or aching, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would bless and touch her. Lord, we pray, thank you, dear God, that the swelling in her thumb came down, dear God. And we're asking, Lord, for you to relieve that soreness, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, she's going to stand, dear God, and proclaim your word. And so we pray, Lord, that you would touch her hand, that she would be able to turn the pages of the Bible, dear God, Lord, to find the scriptures, Lord, that you want her to preach to us, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on her, dear God. Lord, on her body, dear God. Lord, on her spirit, dear Father. Lord, on her mind, dear God. Lord, we're asking, dear God, for a touch, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would manifest your strength in her, dear God, this morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that it was no worse than it was, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would just continue to bless her, dear God. And Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that Tatum was there, dear God. Yes. Lord, that he could call, he saw, Lord, the emergency situation there, dear God, and went running to his mother to get help, dear God. Lord, we're just so thankful for this child, dear God. We pray, Lord, you would continue, Lord, to keep your hand upon him, dear Father. Lord, we don't know how you're going to use him and his soul, dear God. But Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless him. Bless him. Bless Liam likewise, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For we, Lord, we know, Lord, that if we only believe, dear God, nothing is impossible for thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Maria, Lord. We pray, dear God, that you would bless. We thank you, Lord, for Brother DeAndre, and we pray, Lord, for traveling mercies, dear God, as he'll be traveling to Atlanta, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with him. Bless him, Lord. Keep your arms of protection around him, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that he's going in your strength. We know, Lord, that he's going in faith in thee, dear God. And we know, Lord, that you have honored his faith, Lord, in times past, dear God, when he has had to travel, Lord, and we prayed for him, dear Father. And Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would be with him even now, dear God, on this trip. Bless him, dear God, and help him, dear Father, to be a blessing, Lord. Help someone else, Lord, who sees him to see Christ in him, dear God. knowing, Lord, that your children, dear God, are different from the world, dear God. And so we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would even be manifest in dear brother DeAndre, dear God, that others may see the love of God in him. Lord, just continue to have your way. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Smith. We thank you, Lord, for her request, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with her. Bless her. We remember her sister in a special way, dear God. Lord, we pray a touch, Lord, on her, dear Father, in her soul, dear God, and in her body, dear Father. Lord, as she's suffering with arthritis, dear God, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear Father, to touch. Lord, we're praying, dear God, and we know, Lord, that even when we were out of the ark of safety, there were others who prayed for us, dear God. And so, Lord, we are praying, dear Father, Lord, that you would bless and touch. Lord, help her, dear Father, Lord, to realize, Lord, that, Lord, you have a calling, dear Father, on every soul, dear God, that has been created, dear God, every soul that has life in their body. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear Father. Help her to know, Lord, we're continuing to pray for her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Webb, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would remember her, Lord. Pray, dear God, that you would bless her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know Sister Webb is listening likewise, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for this dear sister. Lord, how she's is such an encouragement, dear God, and every opportunity that she has to hear the service or be in Bible study on Wednesday night, dear God. Lord, she's thanking you, dear God, for your word. And Father, how it has been brought forward and how it's been explained, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our dear sister, Lord. Keep her encouraged, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, her hope is in thee likewise, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her encouraged in thee, dear God. Again, knowing that nothing is impossible for thee, Lord, we pray, dear God, for her family, her companion likewise, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Kiva, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her. Bless her, dear God. Lord, we don't see her as of yet, dear God. We're praying, Lord, that you'll be here, dear God. Lord, you know all about it, dear Father, whatever the situation is. And so, Lord, we're lifting her up to thee, Lord, and we leave it with thee, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister India. We pray, Lord, that she is on her way, dear God. Lord, that she will be able, Lord, to make service, dear Father, and receive the bulk of the service and the bulk of the message, Lord. Just continue to have your way, Lord. Remember our children in a special way, dear God. Each and every one of them, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they are here. We pray, Lord, that they will give attention, Lord, to your word as it is preached, dear God. For truly in this day and age, they need your word, dear God. We see a 14-year-old stealing cars and going 80 miles an hour and basically killing themselves, Lord. Father, because they're just out there, Lord. And going contrary to your word. Lord, remember our young people, dear God. We pray a special blessing of protection, dear God, upon them. This we ask in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're praying a special touch on Jaslyn, dear God, who took ill, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Help her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give her a touch. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, be with, again, Sister Melita and Joby, dear God. Lord, have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. And those, Lord, that we've forgotten to pray for, Lord, you know all about each and every one. And we pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, just have your way, dear God, in this service. Lord, bless and keep us, dear Lord. Help us, Lord, again, to give attention to your word, dear Father, to put our whole heart, dear God, into serving thee, dear God, Lord, that we might be found without spot and blameless at the last day. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the fifth Sunday of the month, and the special offering for today is for missions. And we may place that offering in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided for us. We know, Lord, if you had not provided it, Lord, we would not have it.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have given to us in all ways. Lord, we look around and we see people, they're talking about inflation and the price of things, and yes, the price is going up, but was it Pastor Jenkins or Sister Melita? Someone said that they heard or saw that someone said that the inflation does not negate God's abundance or does not diminish God's abundance.
Amen.
And we know that the Lord said that he would pour out a blessing so much that we would not even be able to receive it all.
Yes, yes.
And so, Lord, our trust is in you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, truly it's a privilege, Lord, to be able to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord. Yes, the price of things has gone up, dear God, but that doesn't mean, Lord, that we will stop bringing in our tithes and offerings. Oh, God forbid, we cannot even imagine such a thing.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, Lord, as we bring them to you, Lord, with cheerful hearts. And we pray, dear God, that you would get the glory from it. We pray, Lord, that you would use them according to your divine will and give us wisdom, dear Father, on what to do and how to distribute and use, Lord, these blessings, Lord, that you have allowed us to bring into your storehouse. Have your way, and, Lord, truly, dear God, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Turn your hymnals to page 442 in the book. It's just the same today.
Have you ever heard of Jesus? How he came from heaven to earth with the name of mighty Petrus. Oh, a very humble birth. When the world was held in bondage under Satan's gentle sway, Jesus healed the guilty Satan. He is just the same today. He is just the same today. He is just the same today. Yes, he healed in Galilee, set the suffering captive free, and he's just the same today. Do you see the people gather round that great and holy breath, bringing all the sick and suffering, coming to him all who care? See him look with great compassion as they fainted by the way. How he called them gently to him. He is just the same today. He is just the same today. He is just today. Yes, he healed in Galilee, set the suffering captives free, and he's just the same today. Is it true that every sickness can be laid at Jesus' feet? All my troubles, cares, and sorrows, and I rest in joy complete. Yes, my friend, in every sadness, if by faith to him you pray, he'll remove with tender mercy. For he's just the same today. He is just the same today. He is just
That he's just the same today. Amen. So when we read in the Word of God what he has done, we know that he is able. When we read of the miracles, all the things that were done, we know that he is just the same. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand for a word of prayer?
Amen.
Praise God. Shall we stand? Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the same. We thank you, dear God, that you say, I am the Lord, I change not. Your word says there neither is there any variableness or shadow of turning. And because of that, we know that this salvation is founded on a rock that is sure. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. And we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to minister to our souls. Lord, we need a feeding, Lord, of your word, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our pastor, dear God, to preach, Lord, your eternal word, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you have given her a touch, dear God, to skillfully handle your word, to rightly divide your word, dear God, that we may have faith to believe it and to live by it, dear God, and to obey it. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, on Pastor Jenkins to preach your word. Again, Lord, we pray, Lord, you would touch her body, touch her hand, touch her thumb, dear God. Lord, give her dexterity to be able to turn the pages and find the scriptures, dear Father. Lord, help us, dear God, to give attention, Lord, to your word. Lord, we ask your anointing on us, dear God, not only to hear your word, but to obey your word, Lord. This we ask in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if there are any who are listening, Lord, who are lost and undone, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would see life and hope and light in your word, Lord, and that they would come believing, Lord, knowing, dear God, that if they will only believe, they may be saved. Lord, have your way, Lord, and bless, Lord, even your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly thank the Lord for his goodness to us. We thank God for all that he has done. Thank God for all that are out today. And good to see everyone. We know that we have some brothers and sisters who are down ill and suffering in body. And some did try to make it today, but then had to leave and go. But we thank God that we're here. Amen.
Amen.
None of us know when affliction might come. But we know that we serve a God, as Sister said, who's able. In the song that Sister had us sing, he's just the same today.
Amen.
Our God hasn't changed. He's able to heal. He's able to bring us through any affliction or situation that we might be going through. You know, some may look and say, well, why are the saints suffering? But remember, the word of God says, let us know back in 1 Peter, it said, but the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. But before he said that, he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So the same afflictions that are going on in the world, saints of God, we might go through them too. You might have a heart attack or stroke. You may get COVID or whatever that's going around. But remember, the God of all grace, praise our God, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we've suffered a while, He's able to make us perfect, establish, strengthen, and God is able to settle us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. That's something to know God and what he's able to do. Amen?
Amen.
And able to stand on those promises. So we don't have to, as I oftentimes hear Brother Byron say, we don't have to get all out of sorts. When we see the world is going through and things are happening, we don't have to worry about it. We serve a God who's able.
Yes.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen? We may, but God delivers us from them all.
Amen.
God's able to deliver us.
Amen.
And if he doesn't deliver, that's all right too, because that's up to God. You know, he'll have mercy and compassion on whom he'll have it on. Amen?
Yes,
we thank God. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 8 through 12. You know, this is a continuation that the Lord has blessed us with. And I have to say, saints of God, truly, I was thinking that maybe this might be, but no, we may have to go on. Might be like Ephesians, because there's so much in the Word of God concerning true salvation. And we thank the Lord for it. We had a study one time on a Wednesday night about true and truth. And we thank God for that. And so God has a lot in his Word for us. I trust you have your Bibles and an instrument to write with to our young people. Write down the scriptures that God has given unto us to give to you. And as I said in the prayer request, remember me, if I might have a little struggle in trying to turn the pages due to the injury to my hand, but, you know, just pray and trust the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
God will bring us through. Lord bless. We would like to go back to 2 Timothy 1 and look at verse 9 to get the subject. He said, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the foundation, before the world, began. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, true salvation.
Amen.
True salvation. Last Lord's Day, we left off with asking God for wisdom to know how to discern between good and evil. We read in 1 Kings, the third chapter, about Solomon and how he requested wisdom from God to rightly judge the people Solomon was ordained to govern. Saints of God, we can ask God to give us the same wisdom that he gave to Solomon. You see, when the body of Christ comes together, we can bind anything that is not like God. This is what Jesus told his disciples. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says these words in verse 19. He said, and I will give unto thee the kings of the kingdom of heaven. He said, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You Bible students know this passage of scripture quite well. Jesus had just warned his disciples to take heed, to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. These were two religious sects who were opposed to Christ's teaching in Christ's public ministry. Although there were differences in their beliefs, there were some similarities when it came to opposing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus was warning his disciples then, and he is warning you and I of the same today. You see, the Sadducees rejected the belief in the resurrection of the dead, but the Pharisees believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees denied the afterlife, holding that the soul perished at death, but the Pharisees believed in an afterlife. And in an appropriate reward and punishment for individuals. The Sadducees rejected the ideal of an unseen spiritual world, but the Pharisees taught the existence of angels and demons in a spiritual realm.
And you see, that same spirit resides in our world today. We're living in a time where people are so confused about salvation. And you can read in Matthew 22 this information, also Mark 12, and Acts 23. But see, we're also living in a spiritual time of confusion, as it was back then. Jesus had said at one time to the Sadducees in Mark 12, 24, "Do you not therefore err because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God?" You see, religious confusion and spiritual deception are running rampant in our time right now. This is why we are instructed in 1 John, the 4th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He tells us in the word of God back then, he said for us to try the spirit. Oh, but he specifically came to you and I. He said, beloved, look at what he said. Believe not every spirit. He said, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. He is saying to you and I as brethren in the Lord that we cannot believe every spirit that is out there. We have to try them to see whether they are of God. He said, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Do we not know that, saints of God? Are we not hearing it and seeing it right now? There's all kinds of false prophets that have gone out into the world. He said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. He went on to say there, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. We're living in a time of Antichrist right now. It's a time that's going on right now that many deny who Jesus is. Many will tell you, oh, he was just a good boy. He was just a son, but he was not my Savior. But that's not according to the word of God. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. The Bible lets us know in another part, without Jesus Christ, we could not be redeemed back to Almighty God. The word of God lets us know in many scriptures that Jesus Christ was the one that was the only one that was worthy to redeem us back to Almighty God. But that we are living in a time as it was back then. Remember, because he was born of Joseph, many of them would say, or that he, because Joseph was his father back then, that many of them would say that isn't he the carpenter's son? But Jesus came because of the Holy Spirit of God impregnating his mother, and that's how Jesus came here. It didn't come any other way. It didn't come by man, but it came by Almighty God. When God said to her that she was with child, that child was because of the Holy Spirit of God. Her child came. She was a virgin, the word of God tells us. And many today are trying to take that out, that Mary wasn't a virgin. Mary had known a man, but the word of God lets us know she knew no man, but that the Holy Spirit of God was the one. We praise God for his word, because we're living in a time of denial. We're living in a time where people don't want to believe the true word of God and are running with everything that is out there. He went on to say, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. It is here right now, saints of God. He said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than that he that is in the world. Praise our God. You see, the spirit of truth will not lead us astray. The spirit of truth will not lead us away from the true things of God.
Amen.
Or the truth of God's eternal word. You see, people are being snatched in by the enemy of their souls into religious formalism. People are so gullible. My mom, the late Sister D, used to say that. They're so gullible about things in general. Many are so naive about the spiritual things. Oh, saints of God, I know this must sound like a broken record. These messages that God has been allowing us to bring show each of us just how intensely we must fight to maintain our salvation in this world. how we must be like Ezra. The Bible tells us in Ezra the 7th chapter, verse 10, how he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. We don't want to be like King Rehoboam. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 12, verse 14, and he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. You see, our salvation is about preparation. Oh, Sister Millicent was talking to the children downstairs about being prepared. Oh, our salvation is about preparation. Preparation is about making ourselves ready to meet the Lord. That is what my responsibility as a servant of the Lord is. We're told in Luke 1, verse 17, these words, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Amen. Are you prepared to meet the Lord? Oh, if you're not, let us get ready. You heard our brother oftentimes tell us, let us stop getting ready, but let us be ready. We don't know when God's coming back. We must keep our hearts and our minds pure for the things of Almighty God. Let us not slumber as others are doing right now, because our Savior will come. We are told like a thief in the night, but let us be alert. Let us be ready. You see, we don't want to be like the five foolish virgins in Matthew 25 who took their lamps, the Bible says, but took no oil with them. But we want to be like the five wise who the Bible says took oil in their vessels with their lamps. See, they were ready to meet the bridegroom. They did not know what day nor hour that he was coming, but they made themselves ready to meet him. Are we ready, saints of God? Oh, I say, if you're under the sound of my voice this afternoon, you cannot say you're ready, then now is the time for you to accept Jesus Christ. Now is the time for you to get ready. We are told in 1 Thessalonians 5, look at these words. He says they're starting with beginning with verse 1. He said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Oh, we've said this many times before when we've read over this scripture. A thief doesn't leave a note and tell you he's coming back on a certain day. Oh, no, a thief comes in the night. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety, or we're living in a time right now when people are saying they're in their own security. Oh, you don't have to worry about anything. Oh, they said that years ago. I can remember when my mom was going to church years ago. The pastor used to say, Jesus is coming back. Oh, that's been over 50 or 60 odd years ago. Yes, he's coming back. He's coming back, and we don't know the day, but it may be sooner than what we think. But we ought to be ready to go when Jesus comes back. We don't want to be ill-prepared, but we want to be ready to go when he comes back. He goes on to say there in the scripture, he said, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman. And those of us who have had children know how travail, how labor will come up in a nanosecond. You're not even thinking about all of a sudden it comes up. He said, upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. He said, but ye brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. As the people of God, we're not in darkness. We prepared ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. He went on to say, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Praise our God. Oh, thanks to God, that's something to be children of light. Because there was a time when you and I were walking in darkness. Amen. There was a time when you and I did not know Almighty God. There was a time we were separated from him. And we were like some that are right now in the world today. But praise be to Almighty God. Thank God when we heard the word of God. Thank God when we heard the Spirit of God began to speak to our heart, our soul and our mind. We came to Jesus Christ and we were forgiven of our sins. He went on to say there, he said in verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others. And it's speaking about a spiritual sleepness. Let us be awake. Let us be watchful saints of God, watching for our Savior to come back. How are we to be watchful? Does it mean we have to sit up in the middle of the night? That's not what it's saying there. But this sleep is talking about a spiritual sleep. Let us be ready. Let us be up on the word of God. Let us know the word of God. Let us not be able to be fooled. As Sister Smith was saying, let us make sure we have on the armor of Almighty God. And that armor is there, and we're in his working, and it's in place. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because that armor is the only thing that's going to protect us in this day and time in which we live. So we've got to be awake and watchful for the things of Almighty God. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Saints of God, there's a seriousness about our walk with Almighty God. It's not about joking and gesturing and playing and trying to reap upon ourselves a lot of things. No, it's a serious walk to say that you are a child of God. He said, for they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. He said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. Do you have your faith on this afternoon? And love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Praise our God. He said, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that was the purpose for Jesus coming, for you and I to be able to obtain salvation. He went on to say, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another as also ye do. You see, it's Satan's job to get us to walk away from God. When we feel that things aren't going our way, our time for preparation to meet the Lord is now. We're living in a time where people want to talk about freedom. The true freedom is living free from sin, living for Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 8, verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. This freedom is from the adversity of adversary of our souls, freedom from the penalty of sin. When finished is damnation, which is hell fire, which is the second death. Let us turn over to Galatians, the fourth chapter. Praise our God for his word being left on record. And look at what he says there in Galatians 4, starting there with verse 30. He says these words. He said, nevertheless, what saith the scripture? And nevertheless means when you go back up earlier on in the scriptures, go back to verse 22, and let us look at what it says there. He says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. You Bible students know the story. He said, which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Praise God. He said, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bear not. Break forth and cry, that thou that travaileth not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. Praise our God. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Even so it is now. Then he went on to say, nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman,
but of free. You see, now that we are saved, we are no longer children of the bondwoman, but of the free. That is how one can know that we have been transformed, that we have been renewed, set apart for God's purpose. We are different now. Now that we are born again, we talk differently. We walk differently. We act differently. Romans 8 verse 1 says to us in that scripture, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Are you free this afternoon from the law of sin and death? Are you free from the law of sin and death? He said, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That's why we're not sinning Christians, saints. All sin cannot be in our lives now that we are children of God. You hear people all the time say, well, we're just sinning Christians. We're just sinners saved by grace. Oh, we're saved by grace, but we're no longer sinners. We are now children of God. How many know what I'm talking about? I don't claim the life of a sinner anymore because now I'm a child of God. Oh, when I was out there in the world, oh, I lived for the devil, and I'm not proud of it. This is not boasting on it because I'm ashamed of what I did now that I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But I thank God that I'm a child of the King right now. I thank God he rescued me from that old life of sin, and now I'm living for Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You and I both, all of us that are now saved, we know how we used to be. We know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where will we be today? Amen. But the word of God tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter and verse 1, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Yes, there was a time when you and I were dead in trespasses and sin, but praise be to God that our Savior has made us alive, and we are alive in Christ Jesus. He went on to say, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world. Oh, saints of God, we were just as worldly as they are out there right now. We were walking in all the worldliness that we could walk in. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation. Oh, we were disobedient. We had an old life out there in sin. He said, in times past, the lust of the flesh, oh, we had evil desires. We were doing things that we thought we were big enough to do. He said, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, yes, there was a time when we were children of wrath. But God, praise our God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Praise our God for God's grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his compassion this afternoon, because without it, you and I would not be able to be saved today. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, that you went to the cross. You love me that much that you went to the cross. You said in your word, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Thank you, you laid down your life that I might be redeemed. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, the key is to be in Christ. The key to be able to say you're free is to know that you are in Christ Jesus, and that there is now no more condemnation. Praise our God. Those that are outside of Christ Jesus are condemned. There is no alternative to salvation
but through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Oh, you may walk around and you may say, oh, Sister Renee, I know God. Well, you see, knowing God is more than having a head knowledge. It is not about checking merely some worldly boxes to say, do you know who God is? No. But it's about having a personal relationship with Almighty God through the new birth. You hear people say, well, that is your truth, and this is my truth. However, the truth with a capital T is a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Amen. You're told in Acts 4, verse 12, that he is the only name given under heaven where among men whereby we must be saved. This is why we must study. You've got to read the word of God. You've got to meditate upon it. If you want to know about God and who he is and about Jesus Christ and about the spirit of Almighty God, we need to get into the word of God. Jesus said in John 5, verse 39, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The Bible tells us all we need to know about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, it takes time to get to know him. It takes time to be holy. Our dear brother Levesta reminds us of that all the time. Time and time again, he says, how it takes time to be holy. You see, holiness, like every other virtue in the Bible, requires time and attention to develop. There's a time of adding to our faith, adding to our knowledge, our temperance and our patience and our godliness. And when we learn how to add, our Heavenly Father has promised to do the multiplying. Praise
Amen.
God. You see, it takes time to learn the precepts of God through meditation. Times of fasting and prayer, all are needed to get us to where God will have you and I to be spiritually. How many of us know what I'm talking about this afternoon?
Yes,
amen. We didn't get it all overnight, but it took time for us to get into God's word and to read God's word and to meditate and allow his word to work on our insides. David, as the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. When God's word is hidden in your heart, that's the seed. The seed is the word of God. It's hidden in there that you know the precepts of Almighty God. You'll do everything possible to make sure that you're not going to sin against God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Even in our world today in which we live, you know, there are things that people do. And they say, oh, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I can do this. And they put everything in it, all in. They're all in for it. I will give my all for this. I was listening the other day. They were talking about our soccer players, the crew, the team. It was on the news. And they were talking about how they're out there and how they're doing all they can to make sure that they can move up. And I don't know much about soccer, so I may say something wrong, but please excuse me. They're saying how they want to move up, and they got to keep getting all these points and what they're doing. Some of them are out there. They practice over and over again. In our neighborhood where we live, we hear the kids right now. They're out of school, but we hear them over there in their band. They're up early in the morning out there. They're practicing all the way throughout the day, and then in the evening they're over there. They have been, they're doing all they can to perfect what they need to do to be able one day one when the game starts that they're able, they'll know the songs. How about you and I in our Christian walk? What are we doing to perfect our salvation? Are we reading and studying the word? Are we meditating? Are we searching the word of God? Are we coming before Almighty God in prayer and fasting? You see, the enemy has folks out on the internet searching for Bible truths when all they have to do is open up the Bible and read. The enemy has folks refusing to accept the Bible because they say it is written by man. However, we are told these words in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 20. It says, knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake. It didn't come in time of one man, No, but it came in old time by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Do we believe the word of God? Amen. Yet many will go out on Google, which is filled with man's opinion, to find out about Bible truths. True salvation will let you know that the Bible is infallible. It's a dependable word of God, meaning it is unfailing, foolproof, reliable. Jesus Christ, we are told in John 1, is the word of God. He says there in John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Do we believe the scripture? The same was in the beginning with God. He said all things were made by him, all speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, Jesus was in the beginning. This is letting us know that Jesus was with God, meaning that he was in the presence of God in the beginning. Jesus wasn't some afterthought with God. He wasn't something God conjured up when things got out of control. No, Jesus was there when God moved upon the face of the earth. Praise our God. When God said, let there be light, Jesus Christ was there. He was there when he made man in his own image and after his likeness. When God said, let us, Jesus Christ was there. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But he goes on to say here, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, speaking of John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It wasn't believed through John the Baptist, but John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus Christ. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Praise our God. Oh, the word of God tells us in another passage of scripture, it lets us know that Jesus is the light. I believe it is in John 8:12. It says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Are you walking in the light? Oh, then that means you're not walking in darkness. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Praise our God. Jesus is the plan of salvation, saints. He's the plan of salvation that all mankind needs. You see, Jesus Christ was there also in heaven when the plan to redeem the world was formulated. There are several scriptures in the word of God that speak to it. But I would like to look at 1 Peter 1. And I ask you to read Revelation 13:8 and Ephesians 1:4 along with Titus 1:2 in your leisure. But 1 Peter 1. Says in verse 19 these words, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation. See, he wasn't an afterthought. Praise our God. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? Since before time began, Jesus was with the Father. Thank God he is the unchanging word of God. True salvation will allow us as believers to know that we can depend on God, that our God will never forsake us. Our God will never leave us. Oh, one thing I know about the author of the Bible is it's found in the Bible. His name is God. We are told in the 119th division of Psalms, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Oh, do we believe the word of God? He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You see, people may ask you and I, who is the author of the Bible? This is nothing but the trick of the devil. Oh, saints of God, the devil is busy. He is busy in our day and time. He has folks questioning everything. He's trying to get people to not believe in what the Bible says to be true. But saints of God, we are told in Ephesians 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil. You see, we must rebuke the enemy of our souls the same way that Jesus did with the word of God. Let us rebuke him by using the words that appear in Scripture, in the Bible. The Lord rebuke you. Turn with me to Zechariah 3. And look at what it says there in Zechariah 3, verse 2. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. There is not this a brand plucked out of the fire. Also in Jude 9, we are told these words, yet Michael, the archangel, you see the angel Michael, who is in the book of Daniel, is presented as a very powerful angel. I asked you in your leisure to read Daniel, the 10th chapter, through the 12th chapters of Daniel. You can read about Michael, the archangel. But he went on there in verse 9 of Jude to say, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. See, saints of God, the most effective weapon we have against the devil is the Lord Jesus Christ and our faith in him. Our wisdom, our knowledge about who God is and his word. See, the devil will try to stomp all over us. He'll try to make us believe something differently. He'll try to make you believe that God has shown you something different that's not in the word of God, but that's not of God. The mystery has already been revealed. God's revealed all the word of God to us. I know there are people out there right now saying, well, there's some lost books of the Bible. We do good to read all 66 of the ones that God has given us right now. People out trying to find other word and find other things, but we've got to trust Almighty God what he's left on record for us. Praise our God. See, the devil has our loved ones, those we are trying to witness to question just about everything that pertains to God. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 36, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. We hear of it all the time. Satan will have our loved ones seeing the things happening in the world right now. And the first thing you hear is, why did God allow that to happen? Why didn't God stop that murderer? Why did God allow that child to be raped? You see, this life is filled with why moments. Why do children suffer? Why do terrible things happen to decent people? Why do the wicked prosper while the righteous seem to have more than their fair share of difficulty? If God is so loving and kind, why did he allow that to happen? As we heard in last Saturday's food pantry message in Romans, the 9th chapter, it says there in the 14th verse, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Recently, I attended a funeral, which truly was one of the hardest ones that I've had to go to. The pastor presiding over the funeral, over the services, he mentioned many of the questions that were being posed to him about the loss of the children. And one was, why would a loving God allow this to happen to these innocent children? And as that pastor stated, it came about because of sin. You see, people don't want to accept the fact that many of the tragic things that are happening in our world today come from sin. Sin being in the lives of mankind. Saints and friends, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9,
There is no new thing under the sun. You see, sin reigned, ran its course back in the Old Testament. We all know the story of David, how David sinned with a woman named Bathsheba. And if you don't know the story, I asked you in your leisure to read 2 Samuel 11 through 12. David's sin caused an innocent man to lose his life. David and Bathsheba's innocent child end up dying. You see, people will look at this and say, well, why did God allow this? Why didn't he just punish David? But God did punish David, and he did so threefold. David would never again have peace, God told him, in his household. He would be publicly shamed for his private sin, and also his son would die. You see, our God is the one that avenges. He is the one that determines the consequences for our sinful actions. We are told these words. Turn with me to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and look at what it says in that 7th verse. It tells us to be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You see, to mock God is to show disrespect, also to show dishonor or to ignore him completely. You see, it's a serious offense committed by those, the Bible says, who there is no fear of God before their eyes. They deny God's existence. You see, to question God as to why he allowed something to happen is to question God's sovereignty. When things happen, let us not question the sovereignty of our God, but instead let us look at it as what a merciful God that you and I serve. Let us have the same deep confidence that David had when he said in the 27th division of Psalm, verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Can you say how good God has been to you? Oh, yes, we may be going through something. You see, the goodness of God is all around each and every one of us. He didn't just make us and then leave us in the dark to believe that he's good without ever giving us some way to see it. Our God has been so good to us. God's goodness is visible to the natural eye. God made all the earth. God made all the people, all the bugs, all the lakes, all the weather. When you go out there and you think about it and you're swinging at gnats and all those, God made all of it. He made the mountains, the sun, the moon. He made the billions of stars that are in the sky. He also made you and I. He gave us his hands, our hair. He gave us our eyes, our feet. He gave us everything that we have. We are told these words in Acts, the 17th chapter, starting there with verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he give it to all men, and breath, and seeing he give it to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. See, God made it all. God made all of us to be here, one blood, and no matter what nationality you are, no matter what color of skin you are, we all bleed red. Our blood is all red. Why? Because God made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the time before appointed and the bonds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might steal after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Oh, but verse 28 says this to you and I. For in him we live, praise our God.
Thank you.
And move, praise our God. And have our, are you living and moving in God? As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
Yes, we live in a world of pain and great suffering, saints. All of us are affected by the harsh realities of this life. Our dear brother Byrene, in his exhortation last Saturday, leading up to the message the Lord gave him, said that we are living in perilous times. He went on to say, in the perilousness of our times is all around us. It's all around the world. But he went on to say, we serve a God of grace and mercy. He has given mankind ample time to come to him before it's too late. Because it is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, the trials of life will do one of two things in our lives. It will either drive us to Almighty God, or it'll drive us further away from him. I know some people react to their wives with anger. They become upset because God didn't do anything to stop what was going on. I believe it is absolute foolish to think that God must help us in time of need when mankind won't obey him. But just how the enemy has this is how the enemy has deceived minds today. But I know you know it well, saints of God. Shares with us in Proverbs. Turn with me there for a moment. In case someone's listening that may not know. See, God has done everything God can do to bring man to Jesus Christ. But look at what he says here in Proverbs 1, verse 24, or 25. 24, excuse me. He said, because I have called and ye refused. Oh, there's an invitation for folks to come to God, but people are still refusing to come to Jesus. He said, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. God has been pleading with mankind. Jesus has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But mankind don't want the rest that Jesus is talking about. He went on to say, but ye have said it not. All my counsel would none of my repute. Everything that God has said for us to do in the word of God, mankind has rejected it. What do you say, Sister Renee? God has told us how to raise our children, but we've come along and said to God, your way is not right. It's going to do psychological damage to our children. When God said, beat them, they won't die, we said, no, we sit around and count. And then we sit around and count to 10, and our children then get so smart. They learn that when you get to a certain number, I know it before mom gets to 10, I better get up. But that's not what God told us to do.
Amen.
God told us the rod was for correction. Amen? Amen? And many of us, I grew in the day and time in which I grew up. I had the rod of correction. My parents believed in the rod of correction. They didn't go a day without giving us the rod of correction. And I thank God for it. I thank God because, you know, if it hadn't been for the rod of correction, I might not be serving God today. I might be, as Sister Blake was saying, about them young men calling themselves the Kia Boys. And two of them now, I don't know if the third one has died or not, but two of them are dead and gone at the age of 14. You see, death can come to anyone at any time. But the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death. It doesn't only mean spiritual, but it could be literal death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Praise our God. He goes on to say here, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Saints of God, do you believe God is laughing right now? People are going through so much, and this is not making fun of anyone. But people are going every time we turn around. You think about it, we're flooding in Kentucky. Water is pouring in Las Vegas, down into casinos. Oh, our world is so out of control. He said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh, that desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Are we seeing distress and anguish? I heard yesterday a former co-worker of mine called me. And she said, I don't know if you know that one of our former co-workers, her husband went out and committed suicide. I said, Lord, have mercy. What could drive a man to go and take his own life? Well, he was going through some things. And then she said to me, but you know, they were in church. Lord, have mercy. You know God. You know that you can't go take your life. Suicide is not going to get you into the kingdom of God, but it will get you into the kingdom of the devil. Sad time in which we are living. Oh, praise our God. He said in verse 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. See, when now people are trying to call on God, when they're going through situations with anguish and the stress is coming in, now all you hear, pray. We need your prayers. Pray. Pray to Almighty God. But when we don't, when there's no calamities are going on, the first thing they come up and say, well, you got to separate church and state. You can't pray. You can't say God's name. You can't say Jesus' name. But now they want you to pray. Why should we pray? Why should God hear our prayers? When you said it, not everything God has said. When you told God, I don't want you in my life. I don't need you, Lord, to tell me how to live my life. I don't need you to tell me how to raise my children. I don't want you, Lord God, in my school when my kid goes to school. I don't want my kid to learn how to pray. I don't want it on the pledge of allegiance. I want it off. I want it off our money. But then when calamity strikes, all we hear, pray. Then we hear those. We began to sing Amazing Grace. And then we turn and they go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And they began to read that scripture. If my people who are called by my name. But see, they fail to realize and they fail to reckon what God is saying that they must do in that passage of scripture. He said, if my people who are called by my name, he said, shall turn, shall humble themselves. First, you got to humble yourself before God. You got to come to God in humility and know that God is God and lift up God's name above your name because there's no name above Almighty God. He said, shall humble themselves and pray. Then he went on to say, and seek my face. You got to seek out Almighty God. Seek what God's will is for our lives. He said, then he said, and turn from their wicked way. See, this is what's happening. People want to call on God. They want to pray to God. They want to ask God to heal our country, heal our land, heal this, Lord, heal that. But first of all, they don't want to turn from their wicked ways. He said, and then will I hear from heaven. God is not going to hear until we do all what God has said, till we humble ourselves, we pray, seek God's face, and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. And then God has said he will heal their land. God is not going to heal until mankind follows what thus saith the Lord. But he went on there in Proverbs. He said there, read it again, verse 28. He said, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Oh. Now we have to remember the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So they did not choose the fear of the Lord. They hated the knowledge of God. We're living in a time where people feel that they're so educated. I don't need God. But yes, you do. Just because you have a degree or two or some initials behind your name, that doesn't mean you don't need God.
Amen.
Oh, you still need God. Praise our God. He said, for they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. God's instructions, they didn't want them. They despised everything that God has said. He said, they despise all my reproof. There shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how did they despise God's proof? We're told in the Word of God, and I know you know it well, saints of God, back in Timothy, Paul let us know in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, he let us know that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God from Genesis to Revelation. That's all scripture. That's the 66 books of the Bible. All scripture is given by the inspiration, meaning it is inspired of God, and it's profitable. You think about it, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. See, that's what God has in his word. See, that's why God didn't just leave us down here in the dark, just roaming around, doing things the way we wanted to do, just winging it, so to speak. No, God has instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. God has left it in the word of God so we will know how to live. How we'll know how to live before we die. Praise our God. He finishes there in Proverbs. Said in verse 31. Oh, how sad. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. Remember, the word of God we read back in Galatians. Remember what he said there. You see, our God is not mocked. Remember, he said, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But he went on to say that for ye that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This is what this means here in Proverbs. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. You're reaping from what you have sown and be filled with their own devices. Oh, that they believe that their plan, man's plans are better than Almighty God. Or man can do it better than what God has said in the word of God. Not so. He went on to say, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy. Are we seeing that now, right now? Everybody wants to be rich. Oh, did you hear in the news all week long? The Mega Millions, I believe it's called Mega Million, it was $1 point something billion. Folks were lined up, all lined up, spending their hard-earned money. Now remember, Sister prayed about it. Oh, we're talking about inflation. Oh, we can't make ends meet. We don't have enough money to buy bread or eggs, but we had enough to stand in the Mega Million line and buy lottery tickets for a chance at winning $1.2 billion. You see how the devil will have your mind distorted. He'll tell you on one hand, oh, inflation's so high, you can't do this. Oh, you got to go and complain about it. Then he'll have you on the other hand standing somewhere for a chance. Not a guarantee. The only thing guaranteed is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, sister. He said, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fool shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Saints of God, are you dwelling safely in God? And shall be quiet from fear of evil. Praise our God. Oh, I thank the Lord for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. You see, not only are we in perilous times because of all the crimes and the violence and wickedness and high places, but also in the religious world too. You see, people profess to be saved and pretend to love and serve God. They do not. When you do, you are mocking God. You act in a false manner. To be insincere and hypocritical in your profession of salvation, pretending to be saved, pretending to say you're obeying God and you're living a righteous and sober life. I say to you, read Joshua 7. You know, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord, each one of us. And from the pulpit all the way back, we've got all have got to live holy lives. We cannot be sinning on the week Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday and then come in here on Sunday and lift holy hands. That's not of God. We've got to be living righteously and soberly in this present world. Why? Because we are brothers and sisters. We are knitted together in the family of God. God has brought us together. And if one sin, it's going to bring a ripple effect down upon the house of God. Oh, that's what happened back then in Joshua 7. You Bible students know the story about Achan. You know how Joshua and them went up against the little army. And I believe we spoke about this before, Ai. And they went up against that army. They should have been able to defeat the army, but there were a couple mistakes that Joshua had made because God had told Joshua in the word of God that no one would ever be able to stand for him. He told him to be thou courageous. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. That was God's promise to Joshua, but God didn't say he would overlook sin. He didn't say if there was sin in the camp that God wouldn't deal with it. And then when they went up against that army, what ended up happening? Many of them got slain. Many of them died. Why? Because there was sin in the camp.
That's right.
Achan and his family had hid amongst their stuff things that they were not supposed to. Things of God, we can't hide anything amongst our stuff.
Amen. Amen.
We got to bring it out. Bring it out when God saved us. If we have to go in through our homes and cleanse out, then go and clean it out. Oh, you may have done these things back in the old life when you were back there under the old man. But now that you're saved, a dear sister told me, now that you're saved, your closet's got to get saved too. Your home's got to get saved. Your garage got to get saved. Everything you have has to be saved. Get rid of it. Sister, late Sister Anderson used to say to us in the Sunday school class those things. You know, many of you would have, if you had a bar in your home, you got to tear it down. That bar should not still be open now that you're a child of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. You may say, well, Sister Renee, that's strict. Oh, but it's just righteous living. Righteous living for the Lord. You can't deceive God.
Amen.
Can't deceive God in any way. See, Achan's sin was found out. Jonah's flight didn't go unnoticed by Almighty God. No matter how he tried to hide down there in the ship, caused all kinds of confusion. You see, that's what happens when we don't want to obey God. We can cause confusion. You can read about Jonah's story in Jonah, the entire book of Jonah. We only deceive ourselves when we think we can run and hide from an all-powerful, all-knowing God. Jesus said to every church in Revelation, the second chapter and the third verse, he said, I know thy works. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So Jesus knows everything. Jesus has warned us, and many people will think that they are saved and have a relationship with God, but they are not. You might be saying, Sister Renee, how can this be? Oh, just like back then, it is with us today. There seems to be a huge misunderstanding of what true salvation really is, especially of what is required for salvation. It saddens me to say, but there are many professors of the faith that are not truly saved. I was sharing with Sister Maria, and you probably heard it in the news yourself, about the so-called pastor that was last Sunday was preaching a service and a robbery was taking place. They had him, and I was reading the story where they were interviewing him on a Christian station. Some of them were saying that they believed it was staged. It looked a little staged. He got offended by what they said. And then he began to start calling them names. Share with Sister Maria, he used that one word, vulgar language, starting with an F, to them. And the one commentator said, now you know what kind of a man of God he is. Thought he's not a man of God. Not a man of God. Have a form of godliness like Paul said to young Timothy back in 2 Timothy 3:5, but deny the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. You see, people have not had a heart transplant. Many have not been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. They've not truly turned their lives over to Almighty God. You see, this is what Jesus called out the Pharisees and scribes about. He was letting them know in Matthew 12. Turn with me there. How their teachings brought death, not life, to people. Jesus said in verse 34 of that scripture, he said to them, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. My, my, my. Jesus says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He is saying, if a person is not possessing the fruit of the Spirit, you will hear evil coming out of their mouth. You'll hear vulgar language, and it's not French. Can't blame it on French. You can be assured that they are not what they say they are, because the inside has not been cleansed. That's what he was letting them know. He said, oh, generation of vipers. That's what he called them, vipers. How can you bring, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth what? Good things. That's why you don't have to worry. Oops. Saints of God don't bring about bad things. He said, an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. You see, sinful words and deeds are a telltale sign of a sinful heart. Oh, saints of God, we don't want to give people the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, they've not been saved. That no, God can cleanse you. He can cleanse you. I remember some of the older saints, they used to say they used to do things and God cleansed them. I mean, I wasn't a smoker and drinker and all that kind of thing. I wasn't a cursor. I didn't cuss and swear, but I did things that were wrong. I was unsaved. And I know God is able to cleanse us of that old man, that old woman. He's able to gut them out, take them out of us, and make us a new child in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking
Amen.
About?
Amen.
Praise our God. You hear it all the time, saints of God. We've gone places. We've been at funerals, and we hear these people make comments and say, well, if you want to live holy, go to Wayne Avenue. Oh, these hymns, you don't know about these hymns because we don't sing them here. The word of God let us know in 137 division of Psalms, verse 4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Amen.
You can't sing bless the Lord in a strange land. You can't say I'm fully saved today in a strange land. Or you can't say it is well with my soul in a strange
Amen.
Land. See, true salvation is far more than just saying a quick prayer to Jesus and now you say you're saved. That's not of God. Oh, saints of God, as I said, there's so much more in here. But I know we have a full day ahead, and Lord will have me to stop right here, and we can pick up, Lord willing, if the Lord wills, on next Lord's Day. We'll pick up with true salvation. We'll pick up with what God is trying to say, let us know that there's a true salvation and there's a false one. But I want to be in the straight and narrow way. I want to make sure when this life is over, that he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. No, thank you, sister. I want to make sure that he's going to say that. I want to make sure he's going to say it, and I'm standing there with you, saints, in the end. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise. Praise.
Praise our God. True salvation. Amen. There's no reason to waste time on anything that's not true salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the message today. Thank God telling us what is expected of us. Amen. And what God will not accept. Amen. We can't reject the word of God. We can't take, we can't reject his counsel, the counsel out of his eternal word.
Amen.
Or when our calamities come, the word says he'll laugh. Hey, my. And this seems to be a calamitous world that we're
Amen.
Living in now.
Amen.
One calamity after another.
Amen.
And the only safe place is in that old ship of Zion.
Praise God.
In our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Shall we stand? What shall we sing?
471
Number 471 in the worship of the Lord. In our red hymnal, number 471.
Praise our God.
Is your all on the altar? Amen. Pastor Jenkins was talking about we have to be all in for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We have to submit our all. All that we are, all that we have. Is your all on the altar?
Amen.
Number 471.
Amen.
It's midway down the page. Amen. Home for sweet peace and for faith to increase and ever earnestly, fervently pray. But you cannot have or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? As you yield him your body and soul, would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You will surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Amen. Note that first verse talked about longing for sweet peace.
My.
That second verse said, would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? The only way to have peace with God is to be justified by faith. And that can only come by being born again. Amen. Giving up the sin business. That said, the second verse said, you must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. Ill is sin. On the altar, your all, you must lay. We cannot carry, there's no such thing as being partly saved.
Amen.
We must be free from all sin.
Amen.
And his blood is able to cleanse us from all sin, but we cannot, we have to put it all on the altar.
Amen.
We can't hold anything back.
Yeah.
And say, well, the Lord won't mind if I do just this little thing. I've been doing it for so long, and surely the Lord won't hold me guilty. The Lord won't hold this against me. We have to put all on the altar.
Amen.
Anything that's not like Christ. Christ didn't die on a cruel cross so that we could be cleansed from some sin but keep some other sin. That's
Amen.
Not that's
Amen.
Not the, what the cleansing flood
Amen.
Of his blood
Amen.
Does for us.
Amen.
Amen. And the only way for us to have peace with God through Jesus Christ is to be justified by faith,
Amen.
To take in faith, to take the blood of Jesus, to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that by believing on his name, by obeying the word of God, we can be saved from sin, that the sins that we had committed are in the past, and we'll walk in newness of life.
Amen.
But our all has to be on the altar.
Amen.
Amen. If there's some who have started for the Lord, have started living for the Lord, but then find, according to the word of God, when the word of God is preached, they find something that they've not given up, something that they've not stopped doing, and the word of God says, you must stop that. You must cleanse yourself from this sin. Then that has to be put on the altar. And we have to say, Lord, I have to confess to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. That's putting it on the altar. And once it's put on the altar, we don't take it up again. This song is asking a question. Is your all on the altar? And this is a question that only each individual can answer. Have you put everything on the altar? Is there something else that you're stumbling over that you haven't given up to the Lord? And this is a question that I can't answer it for you. You can't answer it for me, because God knows where we stand.
Amen.
In the same way when Adam and Eve had sinned and disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, and they were hiding because they knew they had disobeyed God and eaten of the tree that God told them not to eat of. And then when God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day, they hid themselves. And God said, where art thou? Called out to Adam and said, where art thou? God knew where they were. He knew where they were hiding, and he also knew the condition of their heart and that they had sinned against him. They disobeyed his word. In this song, is your all on the altar? God knows where you are. And this question is being asked. And so according to the word that was preached, we have to search ourselves according to the word of God. And so you ask yourself, is your all on the altar? Is my all on the altar? If I say that I'm a child of God, am I truly a child of God? Have I given up all that is in the world and of the world, all the sin that I used to do? And so at this hour, we're searching ourselves. The Spirit of God is giving us that privilege because he sent his word so that we can measure ourselves by it. Amen. So we have to ask ourselves, is your all on the altar? If it is not, there's an altar here. You can come and bow and pray to God. And the Lord will hear you, because the Lord will hear honest hearts. Praise our God. Amen. This is a search ourselves moment. We have to be honest with ourselves, because God already knows.
Amen.
We don't want to just deceive ourselves and think that we're fooling someone, because we'll never fool God. We'll sing the last two verses.
Oh, we never can.
what the Lord will be so of the blessings for which we have prayed. Heal our body and soul. He doth fully control and our all on the altar is laid. In your all on the altar a sacrifice laid. Your heart does the Spirit control. Surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Who can tell of love he will send from above and how heart will be made of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar a sacrifice? Your heart does the Spirit control. You will surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Amen. Amen. We have to be yielded to him. We have to submit ourselves to him. This is a newer edition of the hymnal, the older edition of the hymnal in the course, rather than saying you will surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest, that edition said you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest.
Amen.
As you yield him your body and soul. I'm inclined more to sing the old version.
Amen.
You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest if you submit yourself, you yield your body and soul unto the Lord. That's the only way. It's the only way. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who has a need or anyone who requests prayer at this time? Amen. 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 I want to be blessed. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I want my all to be surrendered to the Lord. Praise our God. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, remembering the upraised hands and thanking God for the message that has been brought today. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear God, that you sent it to us, dear Lord, because, Lord, you know the need of each soul that's here today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you help us, Lord, to seek to have true salvation, dear God, because we realize, Lord, that if we have true salvation, we have power to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so no matter what we see happening all around us, dear God, we'll be able to stand.
Yeah.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word this day. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, for touching Sister Jenkins, dear God. Lord, blessing her, dear God, even in her affliction of her hand, dear Father. Lord, you blessed her, dear God, to be able to preach your word in the Spirit's power, dear God. And, Lord, we say thank you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, each upraised hand, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, because you know, dear Father, the desire of each heart. And we pray, dear God, that we may be fully yielded to thee, dear God. Lord, not serve you, because it's not possible, Lord, to serve you and to serve the devil. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to get a good understanding, dear God, of your word. Lord, to help us, Lord, to search the scriptures, even as you said in your word, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Help us, dear God, to be children of God indeed, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to take a stand on your word, dear God, and not waver. Help us, Lord, to reach full salvation in thee, dear God, true salvation, dear God, not wavering. For we know, Lord, that a false profession will not avail anything. And, Lord, in the last day, Lord, when we stand before thee, if one has made a profession of salvation, has said that they know God, and yet, Lord, have not done according to your word, Lord, you'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Lord, help us, dear God, to make our calling and election sure in thee, dear God. And, Lord, if there are any, dear Father, who are unsaved, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach this word, dear God, that went forth today to them. Lord, that they would turn from their wicked way and serve you, dear God, even as your word has said. Lord, we're not calling people wicked, dear God, but you said in your word, dear God, that if people would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked way, Lord, that you would hear from heaven. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that they would do, Lord, just as you have instructed, dear Father. Lord, and would seek you, dear God, that they would say, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, dear God, and help us, dear Father, to ever look to you, dear Lord, to direct our path, and we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. You may be seated. Thank the Lord for anyone who would like to express themselves. Word. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Yes. Yes, he does. Amen. 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 Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. He's looking out for us, isn't he? Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. We just have to listen to him. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Our meditation is found in Luke 22:19. He took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Praise God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. The November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. Ordinance services will follow morning service. This coming Wednesday will be the first Wednesday of the month. So bring a scripture for Wednesday night Bible study. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour prior to service, then turn it back on and please mute your phones and pray for Brother Byron. Amen. Even as he studies and prepares himself for midweek Bible study. Happy birthday blessings this week to Mrs. Cheryl Venus Jenkins. Today, birthday today, the 31st of July. And that is Matthew, London, Haley, Grant, and Olivia's mother. Amen. And Brother DeAndre Felton, August 3rd. Amen. Happy birthday blessings.
And Angela Johnson, Brother PJ's daughter, is August 2nd.
That's right. Brother PJ's little girl, Angela, is August the 2nd, and she'll be 5 years old. My. And I believe Tatum has a birthday, Lord's will, coming around the end of August, around the 26th or so. Amen.
I have to get to the 60-year-olds first.
Amen, amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent. She was scheduled to drive on today. And please remember Sister Melita. She is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. And we know that they always go under the protection of the Lord in driving or picking up different ones. And so pray, lift up Sister Melita this week in prayer. Our thought for today, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. So glad to be here today and glad to see Brother Joseph and to know that he brought others with him today. And I have visitors cards, and I have Shirley Cherry. So glad to have you. Glad that you are here. And we know that you came with Brother Joseph, so We're just thankful that you're here. We're thankful he's here. Amen. Very good to have you. Amen. And also, Gerald, I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name. Demon. So glad to have you. And it's for your address, Haiti. So, amen. Good, glad to see you, glad to meet you. Amen. We are so glad that you're here. And Orlando, is it how would you say your last name? Belsius? So glad to have you also. Wonderful to meet you. Amen. We hope that you come again. Amen. And we will greet you when service is over. We're so glad to have you and welcome. We welcome you. Amen. Thank you. Very good. Sister Holmes, did you want to have anything that you wanted to say? Amen. Amen. It was a beautiful message. And she says, thank God that he allowed her to be here today to hear this beautiful message. And she says, as always, amen. Amen. If all minds are clear, we'll be dismissed. When will we reconvene for ordinance? I haven't seen him.
So
2:30. All right. Amen. At 2:30, we will regather for ordinance services. All right. At 2:30. All right. For ordinance services. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for this service this day. We thank you, dear God, for your word, because we know that your word is truth. And we know that your word has sanctifying power, because our Lord Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us to hide your word in our hearts. Lord, that we will not sin against thee. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our visitors, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with them, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would lead and direct them, dear Father. And we're so thankful, Lord, that you directed them here today, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, and Father, if it be your will, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would allow them to return, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, dear God, in the services throughout this day, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that you would give traveling mercies, dear God, when it's time for us to return home. And your name, which is worthy, shall receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right.
You take it easy.
Okay.
I'll check on you tonight. Okay. Bye-bye.
That's what I think on it.